This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner of one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is too close to call. Georgia election officials say final results are expected by lunchtime Wednesday. Lawmakers from the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are scheduled to meet Wednesday in a joint session of Congress to count and certify electoral votes based on the result of the November presidential election. President Donald Trump continues pushing his most loyal lieutenant to overturn the White House election results. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage. It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail." Sagar Magani, Washington.
A British judge is set to decide Wednesday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be released from the prison where he's been held for more than a year and a half as he fought extradition to the United States. Assange has been detained at London's high-security Belmarsh prison since April 2019 when he was arrested for skipping bail during a separate legal battle 7 years earlier. This is VOA News. German-listed companies must include women on their executive board as part of a landmark bill agreed by the country's coalition government Wednesday after voluntary efforts failed to close a gender gap. Listed companies with four executives or more must appoint at least one woman to their boards, according to a draft law to be voted on by Parliament. The law sends, quote, a very strong signal, end quote, a justice minister told reporters. Germany, Europe's top economy, fares relatively poorly in terms of representation of women in senior positions. AP correspondent Mike Corder reports the European Union is set to decide on the Moderna vaccine.
It's already in use in the US and Canada, and Israel approved it on Monday. So the hope is that today the European Medicines Agency will approve that. That then has to go to the European Commission to be approved. And after that, once that has happened, the vaccine could roll out across the EU.
That was AP's Mike Corder. India has not imposed a ban on export of vaccines for COVID-19, the federal government said, amid a controversy that it had imposed restrictions on an Indian company expected to be on the front lines in supplying vaccines to developing countries. India, the world's largest vaccine producer, is expected to play a pivotal role as low- and middle-income countries look ahead to launching immunization programs to bring the pandemic under control. Following the emergency authorization granted by Indian authorities to the British-developed AstraZeneca and another vaccine developed locally Sunday, media reports said India will not allow exports for several months. The health ministry's top official told reporters, quote, "The government hasn't banned the export of any one of the COVID vaccines. That is something that should be absolutely clear," end quote, cautioning against what he called misinformation. China says it is negotiating with the World Health Organization over the final arrangements for a team of international experts to enter the country to investigate the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters in Geneva Tuesday that he was, quote, very disappointed, end quote, that Beijing had failed to grant final permission to the research team, some of whom had already begun their travels to Wuhan, where the virus was first detected in December 2019. European and U.S. stock markets pushed higher Wednesday, with London jumping by almost 3.1% on apparent wins by Democrats that should help incoming U.S. President Joe Biden enact his economic plan. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.